wants to fill us with joy. Where is Paul? Paul is dealing with struggles in this chapter. He's writing to people and he's trying to defend himself. In the next chapter, he talks about his thorn in the flesh. And as his thorn in the flesh is bothering him, you know the text, 2 Corinthians chapter 12, he's praying that God will take it away. He said he prayed it three times for God to take it away. And I think that's the Hebrew way of saying over and over and over again. Whether it's that or three times, that's fine. But God gave him an answer. He said, the reason you have this is to keep you from being conceited. We always want to know why. God tells him why. He still says, take it away. And then God said, my grace is sufficient for you. My power is made perfect in weakness. Here, God said to him, when you are weak, then you have to let somebody else be strong. And that's God in his case. We don't like to be weak. We want to be strong. We want to be self-resilient. We want to be self-independent. But sometimes in the Christian life, we need to let somebody else, and then in this case, God, be strong. And we can rejoice that we have someone that we can lean on. Did you ever hear the verse, God won't give you more than you can handle? Find me that verse. It's not in the Bible. It's not even biblical. God wants us to turn to him and lean on him. And with his help, we can handle anything. Not by us. Not by ourselves. Not by our strength. And maybe we don't think about it that way. Well, we have PowerPoint. All right. My joy is getting higher. Go to the next. I want to show the next slide. Just out of somebody's got to have a game today. And they're prepared. Our next slide as well is really says what we're talking about, the Holy Spirit. Here's a group of athletes who shave their heads to show support for their teammate. In a visual way, this is what the Holy Spirit does for us when we are living life, hurting, struggling, discouraged, depressed, and God wants to give us joy. He knows what we're going through. He understands life. And we can have joy in spite of circumstances. And it's not us. It's from God. Joy comes from God, and when we're weak, God's power is with us. Isn't that better than doing it your own way? And your own power? And your own wisdom? Sometimes the problem is we want to have a Christian life without needs. I don't need anything. I'm good. We say that all the time. I'm good. Secretly, quietly, we go, man, life is tough today. Elijah was a great prophet, and he did great things, in my opinion, if that's the right way to say it. He prays, and God answers with fire. I don't get fire when I pray. And then he converts literally the whole nation back to God. Mount Carmel, the contest in Kings, and the people say, Jehovah, he is God. He said, okay, if you believe that, go kill all these false prophets. They kill 850 of them. The queen, who was really interested in false prophets, said, Elijah, I'm going to kill you by this time tomorrow. He believed her. He runs the mountain, and you know the story. He's discouraged and depressed. He is a faithful prophet of God. He has obeyed God. He turned the whole nation to God. But at that moment and that time, he needed God. And that's us. You can be in Christ, walking with Christ for years, but whatever's happening in our life sometimes, and we always need God. I'm not saying that, but sometimes we have to go, I need you, God, especially today. Maybe we're going to get through hour by hour. And we can have joy that we're not here by ourselves, that we don't have to always figure it out. That we don't have to say, I've got to run this. And we have obstacles, we have problems, we have difficulties. Don't let it steal our relationship with God, because that is rooted in joy. The scriptures say, the joy of the Lord is my strength. Not my circumstances. Not my problems. The joy that God can give me. I love the song, My God and I. When I first heard it, I thought, the verse that says, my God and I will laugh, we'll walk and laugh. I thought, what would God and I have to talk about? What would God and I have to laugh about? Well, maybe it's about when we get to heaven. And we can look back at all the things that Satan tried to do to us. And we've already won the victory. And it's over. And we can laugh. Now, right now, we're in the battle. Right now, we talked last week about a football game. And maybe you're in the first quarter, second quarter, halftime. little two-minute drill. And Satan wants to destroy us. But we can have joy that Christ went before us and led the way. We can have joy that our sins can be forgiven if we're in Christ, if we simply repent and confess our sins and continue to walk in the light. Don't lay down and fall down and stop. My favorite verse again, Proverbs 24:16. The righteous man falls down seven times and rises again, but the wicked fall to calamity. The righteous man falls down and gets back up. Falls down and gets back up. And I don't think it's just seven. He keeps getting down. He gets back up. But the wicked fall down and don't want to get up, don't care if they get up, don't believe they can get up, and just stay there. It fits very well with John chapter 1. If we walk in the light as he is in the light, we're walking to the mall. As we walk to the mall, we fall down, two of us. I get back up. The other person doesn't want to get up. Just stays there. I'm going to stay here. They're not going to the mall anymore. And so we're walking in the light. And as James says, we all stumble in many ways. The Holy Spirit is part of God's plan to change us from the inside out, give us peace and joy and love. And here Paul describes in our reading today the great blessings that we can be gentle, that the Lord is near. We can't see him, but he is promising to be near us. Maybe if we thought in those terms, it might make our day a little bit easier. We're having those difficult days. Maybe we're going to surgery. Maybe we're having a diagnosis. The Lord is near. He's not created the world way off far away. He's near. In Acts 17, Paul says he's there so that we might reach out and find him. I hope today that we realize in Christ we've received God's undeserved love and his favor in and through Christ. That we're in Christ, we're in union with the eternal God and his Son and his Spirit and have fellowship with them. That we need to live and remember whose we are. And don't let our circumstances steal our joy. And enjoy the benefits of being in Christ. Let us pray. Our Holy Father, we thank you that you are holy and righteous and pure, and we are not. Only because of your Son's sacrifice and his willingness to pour out his blood from his sinless life, that he took our sins upon himself and gave us his righteousness. Do we have a right to be cleansed and to approach you now or at any time in prayer? Thank you, Father, for this congregation. Bless your people here. Help us, dear God, as we go through our week, not to let our circumstances, our problems, our difficulties, or our life steal our joy. Help us to have the joy of the Lord, to have hope and eternal encouragement. Thank you, Father, for your great grace to forgive our sins and the hope we have of living forever in heaven with you. I'm mindful of the family in Kansas I went to see who lost their loved one, a man who served you in many different ways. Help us, dear God, in our journey to the promised land, to focus on the final end, to endure whatever we have to endure, but to have our joy fixed on you, that we can live forever with you and see Jesus who gave his life for us with our own eyes and loved ones who've gone before. We pray, Father, you'll use this church to bless others, to help them be prepared. Father, I pray for every audience, person in this audience. Those who are in Christ, may they be encouraged. May you give them joy. Help me, Father, to look at what your great grace has done and not forget the joy that's in the Lord. Thank you, Father, for Jesus. In his name we pray. Amen. The lesson is yours, and the application is very simple. Remember what God has done for you as a Christian. If you're not a Christian, you don't have the joy of the Lord. You may be happy. You may have a good family, good job, lots of money, good job, nice car. That's not the joy that comes from God. Now, it does come. The blessings do come from God. He gives us the power to make wealth so that we might seek him and know him. But you can have the peace that your sins are forgiven And I hope that once you die, you will live forever and can be with God. If you're not a Christian this morning or you need to come to Him in a public way, why don't you come as together we stand and sing. Jesus, for the cleansing power, are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Or are you fully trusting in His grace?